Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hello, bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of our Anime Boston 2017 interview special series. On today's episode, we'll be chatting with the co-founder of Studio Bones, Masahiko Minami. Before starting his own company, Minami worked over at Sunrise, where he produced such classic series as Mobile Fighter G Gundam, Escaflowne, and Cowboy Bebop. Since starting Bones in 1998, Minami has watched over the production of the likes of Wolf's Rain, Soul Eater, My Hero Academia, Ouran High School Host Club, and The Daughter of 20 Faces. And that's just a few of the very impressive shows he's helped to bring to life. Now, before this interview begins, I just want to give you listeners a heads up. While I was getting the answer to my first question, my recorder just stopped. Like, out of the blue, stopped completely. Turns out I ran out of memory, so I needed to quickly delete all my old interviews to make room. Fortunately, Derek videotaped the question, so I was able to rip the audio from that. Hence why you might hear a change in quality of said audio. So a big thank you to Derek for the save. However, because of this situation, I lost the first question being asked by Anime Herald, so my apologies to those guys. Usually I do my best to be professional at all times, but this audio hiccup was a really strange occurrence that has never happened before. So again, apologies to Minami-san, Anime Boston, and the rest of the people there. For this press interview, B3 was also joined by, as mentioned, Anime Herald, Mythical Entertainment, and Bunka Network for this panel, all of whom asked some pretty great questions. So let's get things rolling with this Anime Boston 2017 press interview special featuring Bones co-founder Masahiko Minami.
Hajimemashite, watashi wa Boba Rame desu. I'm from Boston Bass Brigade, gather Derek Smith. My question is, how has the anime industry evolved since you started out, and what do you see it foresee for its future?
多分作るものとしては変わっていないと思うんです。アニメーション特有の映画を動くという映像表現を持っているので、それによって様々なテーマとかを内包しながら入れながら作っていくというのは変わらないと思います。ただ一番大きく変わったのは手法で、今デジタル
The media that is animation has not really changed much. We are still talking about the basic expression where we have moving pictures, and it's the expressions and the themes held within are still the same. It's really the production method that's changed. Today, production is mostly all done digitally. In the old days, we're talking about everything that was done manually, hand-drawn animation and art that was also colorized, painted by hand, and the photography was done manually. All of this is done digitally today.
Hi, I'm Alexandra from Mythical Entertainment. What was it like going from working at someone else's studio at Sunrise to co-founding Bones, your own studio?
どんな感じ？そうですね、サンライズという会社で、多くの作品を、制作として立ち上げることができたんですけれど、エスカフローネやカーボーイビバップという作品をやってきている中で、やっぱりその、一緒に会社を作った川本とか大阪をはじめとする、クリエイターとより、面白いものを作りたいなと思って、ボンズっていうのを立ち上げたんですよ。なのでクリエイターはどんどんたくさんの人と、仕事をしている形にはなっているんだけれど、多分サンライズに自分がいたら、生まれなかった作品を生み出すことができたっていうのが一番大きいことかなと思います。例えば、エウレカセブンにしてもそうだし、フルメタルアルケミストにしてもそうだし、今やってるヒーローアカデミアっていうのも、サンライズに自分がプロデューサーとして残っていたら、もしかしたらこの世に生まれなかったんじゃないかと思ってます。それが、面白いところであるし、自分自身も楽しいところだと思ってます。
Well, I was at Sunrise. I was involved in the production of many shows. But after I was producer for shows such as Escaflowne and then Cowboy Bebop, creative artists such as Kawamoto in Osaka, and I decided that we'd like to found our own studio so that we could be making shows of our own. And this allowed exposures to the creative artists to work with many more people. As for myself, if I had stayed at Sunrise, there were shows that probably would not have been made. And examples of such shows would be Eureka 7 and Full Metal Alchemist and My Hero Academia. And so those were the freedom that was allowed by having our own studio. And that's been the most interesting and fun development in my career.
そうだ、スペースダンディがそうだね、一番。
And probably one of the best examples would be Space Dandy.
スペースダンディはという作品、オリジナルの作品の企画は、サンライズだったら絶対ダメって言われる。
Most likely that the pitch for a show like Space Dandy would have never been greenlit at Sunrise.
Hi, my name is Pedro Suarez, I'm Morales, we are from Canego from Latin America. My question is about what is your mystic or special magic to become an anime series of worldwide sources, although many fans don't speak Spanish, for example, in Latin America, because we're speaking more Spanish. What is the secret, what is the special thing to become all your productions becoming a worldwide sources?
スペイン語どころか私は英語もちょっと話せないんですけどね。
As for me, I speak no Spanish, but I speak no English either.
実は南米の方で、日本のアニメーションがすごく愛されているっていうのは知ってまして、ストレンジャーという映画が、ブラジルのブラジルだっけ、ファンタスティック映画祭かなんかで賞をもらったりしていて、すごく日本のアニメーションのことを、好きでいてもらってるっていうのは実は知ってます。
One thing that I am aware is that Japanese animation is very much loved in South America, Latin America. And what I know is that our own work, The Sword of the Stranger, received a award inI believe it was in Brazil at the Fantastic Film Festival, and so there is love for Japanese anime.
で、 南米だけじゃなくってまず我々が作るのはさっきも話したように日本のクリエイターとともにアニメーションを作るというのがまず最初にあります。ただ我々がアニメーションという手法で描こうとしているのは非常に幅広いテーマを持って描こうとしています。なので、世界中の人に、見てもらえているというのはそういうクリエイターの思いというのが作品に詰まっているからだと思っておりますし、逆に今こういうイベントとかで呼んでもらって、日本のクリエイターも世界中の人に見てもらえているというそういう気持ちはすごく持っていると思います。
So what the creators back home at our studios work on wouldn't be this wouldn't be limited for just the South American audience, but they work on something called animation, which really allows for a diverse range of expressions and themes, and because of that, they feel that they can appeal to a very diverse and wide audience, and they really pack content and ideas into that. And a reflection of that would be an example of that would be, for example, an invitation here to Anime Boston. They really like to appeal to a wide audience, including global, and I think that's an example of that in a representation.
So probably one of my favorite productions that Bones has done, rather a co-production, was Nijo Mensa no Musume, or Chico, Heirs of the Phantom Thief, as it's known here. And I absolutely loved it because it had this sort of world masterpiece theater vibe to it. How did Bones and the people that you co-produced with, Telecom Animation Film, go about capturing Shinji Ohara's manga while also encapsulating the vision of Edogawa Rampo, the original creator of Nijo Mensa?
まず二次面相の娘を好きでいてくれて嬉しいです。
I'm very happy that you loved the daughter of Twenty Face, 二次面相。
小原さんの原作を読んだときに確かに、そのレトロな世界観とチコっていうその主人公ヒロインの、行動力みたいなところの面白さっていうのは、自分なんかも感じてました。中で、実はそんなに海外に受けるかなというところで言うとやっぱり日本の、原作不安の人たちというのを、一番多分意識していったところもありますし、なかなか海外の人に見てもらえるのかなというのはうちの作品の中では大きいものなんでちょっと驚いてます。
When I read the original manga by Ohara, I was captivated by the retro feel and the and also all the action that the main character Chico would get herself involved in, and those were the captivating part that I think was reflected in the animation. And when we were making this, I didn't think this would be a show that would have the widest non-Japanese overseas appeal. And I thought this would be something that the fans of the original manga would accept the most. And so I was somewhat unaware that there might be an overseas following.
ただ、自分なんかはああいう世界観、もしもこういう、ことが起こっていたらというような、SF 的なミステリーと SF のこう融合したような自分たちが、子どもの時の、時代を描くというのは実は、大好きで去年とかコンクリートレボルティオというのももしこういう、20世紀であったならばみたいなのを描くのはすごく、ファンタスティックだと自分なんか思ってアニメーションとしてはすごい楽しい作品を作れていると思ってます。
And as for myself, I do love the idea of an alternate history world and that incorporates the fusion of science fiction and mystery and to see a what if world. And so another example of that would be Concrete Revolutio that was made at our studio last year. This would be an alternate history 20th century. I had real good fun working on the daughter of 20 Face, just in a similar vein.
Are there any goals that you've set for yourself and for Bones Studio that you have not yet felt and achieved?
ああ達成というか多分プロダクションというのは毎年作品を生み出していくのでゴールというのは、ないと思ってます。ただ、来年で、ボンズが20年設立してから20年になるということと、まあ、見た目より意外と私年なんで、次の世代次のプロデューサーというのが多分新しいボンズの作品をどんどん生み出していくんではないかとそういう場所というかプロダクションになっていくと思ってます。
As a production studio, Boom, we embark on new production each year, so that we actually don't have set goals. However, next year we'll commemorate the 20th anniversary of Studio Bones.And I'm actually not as young as I look. And so my hope and intention is that for our new producers from our studios to be embarking on new blood and new shows for us.
So the majority of the shows you've produced have been sci-fi or fantasy themed. Do you find that's your preferred genre to work with?
まあそれは、あるとは思うんですけど、もう本当に小さい頃からまず SF が好きですね。当然アメリカで作られた例えばスタートレックなんかも大好きでしたし、SF 小説とかもすごく、読んでいた小学生ではあったんでもともと SF は好きです。それと、やっぱりアニメーションというのが自分なんか見てきたのマジンガー Z とか宇宙戦艦ヤマトとか、まあ、ガンダムとか、そういう、SF サイファイであり、アクションでありというところは、ファンタジーとかは見てきてるんでやっぱり自分としてもそういうものを作りたいし、アニメーション特に、ボンズにいるアニメーターがやっぱりアクションとか得意なので、そういう傾向のものがやっぱり多いんじゃないですかね。あと萌えが分かんないかも。
And I would say that's true. And as a kid, I always loved science fiction, and I grew up on and the materials, including American shows, science fiction, including shows such as Star Trek. And I also love to read a lot of science fiction novels. So this was me in grade school, and also on the anime side, I grew up watching shows such as Mazinger Z, Space Battleship Yamato, Gundam. So science fiction and action was always in my blood, and so this is the kind of show that I would love to be making myself. And also, the animators at Bones really are good at animating action, so this does tend to be the kind of shows that we make. Also, I have a hard time understanding moe, so that's not something that I dabble with.
Supposing it's about the, in your opinion, what have been the most challenging anime series to produce?
作るのが難しかった。なんだろう。難しいっていうのがよくわからないんだけど、難しいっていうのが難しいね。やっぱりすごく大変で、こうなんていうのかな。作りがいがあったっていうのはやっぱりストレンジャーがオリジナルの、チャンバラアクションと。いうところで、大変ではありましたね。あとそうですね、エウレカ7は、初めて1年のオリジナルの、テレビシリーズということで、小さい会社から始めてるんでなかなかその、作り上げるというのはプロダクションとしては一番大変だったのかなと思います。
Well, I have a little bit of a difficulty digesting the notion of what would constitute a challenge. However, one of the more difficult difficult titles to bring to completion was the sort of The Stranger as an original swashbuckling tale that we made. And also, Eureka 7 was our very first one-year-long TV show.And coming from a small studio, that was quite a challenge to work on such a long title.
unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today. But let's give Mr. Masahiko Minami a round of applause. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.